Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. And we'll try to keep your mind off of other things that are going on out there. It is hard to do, but we'll definitely try. We'll think about our gardens, think about what we can be doing out there at this time. You know, I brought up a little bit, we've had to bring up that four-letter word, snow. Snow is happening. Looks like tomorrow or the next day for, you know, Monday into Tuesday. So, you know, if other things weren't going on, well, we got more to think about. Depending upon where you are in New England, this actually could be an inch, could be a couple inches, could be more. So just add it to the list of things to think about, right? That being said, we have a lot of plants that have started to pop up, right? I was talking in the 6 o'clock hour in regards to some of the tulips at the garden center that they started to pop up, got some cold, and started to brown out. So what do we do? You know, you might have the same thing. I have a few plants around, and I have a peony that's starting to have its form its buds from the bottom of the stems, right? And I'm saying, all right, it hasn't bloomed in 2 years. I know that when you transplant it, it stunts the flowering for a year or more, maybe usually max two. So this would be the year it's going to flower. So I'm sitting here going, all right, I just want this thing to flower. I have it in a great spot. It's got decent sun. It's grown double the size since I transplanted it. Let's have something, right? I want something this year. But I'm thinking, well, it's going to snow. What can I do? Well, I, like most of you out there, you know, we had an early start to winter, so we stopped cleaning all the leaves. Then it got cold for a bit. Then it got warm in January, February. So your leaves might still be out there. You might not have taken the mulch down. You might not have done a few of those things. So if you haven't taken mulch away from areas, great. Leave it there or leave some of that salt marsh hay or something around it. But for me, I want to protect those lower buds of the peonies. So I have leaves around the house in you know, one side of the yard I just didn't get to. So I'm going to actually take a bunch of those and put them around the plant to give them some sort of extra coverage. Will it help it a degree or two with you know, the snow that's coming on it? Probably. But the idea is to protect it and keep it around it so that the snow and the cold is staying a little bit off of it. Is it going to work? I hope so, but it's not guaranteed, right? It could help a bit, but I think it should work out. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Douglas is in Vermont.
Douglas, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Listen, I have a property that's at a higher elevation.
Yep.
And I've recently cleared some land on it, and I'm looking to plant some blueberry bushes, and I want to know, are there any particular considerations that I should have, or do I even have a chance of being able to get any yield from blueberry bushes at, I guess it's about at 2,500 to 3,000 feet elevation, and the weather there can get pretty snowy in the winter.
Yep. So. Well, so some of the things you're looking to do to give yourself a fighting chance is to get an acidic soil. Blueberries love acidic soil. So you're going to be doing the opposite of lime. You're going to be using a soil acidifier, right?
Okay.
You want to get that soil a little more into the acidic side. It's into the fives that you're looking for.
Okay.
With blueberries, a lot of areas are already acidic, but you know, with blueberries, you can actually have between a 4.5 and a 5.5 soil acidity. So a little bit more acidic isn't a bad thing. So that would be something that I would really look at first. Okay, get your soil tested. I know in Vermont they have they're at UVM they have testing there for about $15. They actually have a website where it's just ag testing, so ag testing at uvm.edu. And that'll actually help you because that is a very important factor with the blueberries. Okay.
Okay.
So that would
like
be
a lot of sun.
They will.
Blueberries like a lot of sun, or they shade. Well, I don't know.
So depending upon the variety, some of the bush form that are going to get bigger will take a lot of sun. They'll get some of them. The bush form can get 5-6 feet tall, even more. They will love the sun. Some of the lower growing will take a little bit of shade, but they do need that sun to get it going. Where my parents live up in Maine, the road they live on is Blueberry Pines Drive, right? And it wasn't named because it was something cool to look at. If you look, there's blueberry fields and pine trees everywhere. So it's almost perfect because pine trees love acidic soil. Okay, but they had them in a back of their field, the low growing, that actually had some pine trees over them. So it was like a filtered sun on it. But the pine trees are very acidic, so it helped with that. So that is something to look at. You know, depending upon the variety that you choose, you know, there are so many styles now, and you want to take a look and see what zone you're in. Are you pretty up there in Vermont, or are you?
No,
close?
I'm actually. If you know where Weston, Vermont is, I'm kind of. It's not far from Okemo.
Okay.
Which is, I think, more southern Vermont, I would guess.
Yeah, so you're probably in a zone 5, right, is what I'm thinking. And so they actually do have specific varieties for those that would be zone 5 hardy, which would be better off for you.
Now, is there anything natural you can do to keep the pests away from the blueberries, or is there certain things that I should do to?
Well, so some of the pests, to be honest with you, aren't really in the insect form. They're more on the bird form.
Right.
Because once they fruit, they're going to be pulling them off. So you actually, depending upon the style you have, some of the bigger bush form, I've seen people actually almost build like a tent around it, but it's like a mesh bird netting tent type. Other ones with lower, you kind of do that for most of the season until you go to pick them. To keep the birds away from them. I wouldn't say, you know, lay them on top of it. You know, I'd kind of try to build, like, a little structure. You could use, like, small little driveway marker type posts. You know, like the 1x1 wood stakes.
Yeah.
And pull it into the corner and just build it above it. Close enough to the plant, but far enough away where the fruit isn't popping through, or they can just reach in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's
to be. What would be a good number? What would be a good number of plants to start with? And you know, so any suggestions?
So I would go with as many as you. As you can, to be honest, as many as you would want, keeping some of the, you know, high bush and some of the low bush blueberries. Realize that depending upon the varieties, it will take a number of years for some of them to produce fruit. Some will take up to 3 years, maybe even 4 years to produce the fruit. So it's getting started now is one of those things that you're looking to do. To get going. If you buy from a nursery or garden center that already has in like a 3 or a 5 gallon, you're gonna really, really have some better growth that way and more fruit for you. So that's something to really think about. Now I gotta go to a break here. Do you have some more questions? I can keep you on if you'd like.
No, that was great. Thank you very much. You're very helpful. Have a great day.
You too, Douglas. I'll actually go in a little bit more after the break, and we'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, I wanted to follow up a little bit with Douglas, because there was something that I want to make sure everybody knows about blueberries. I know I do have a caller, so just hang tight with me real quick. I just wanted to add, a lot of blueberries now are self-pollinators, right? If you look at some of the specific ones, there's Patriot, Duke, Jersey. Those are some of the ones you're going to see a lot of times. They all say self-pollinators, right? But here's a tip that I want you to know about blueberries. They can actually still cross-pollinate, and they'll actually help you get more fruit on the plant, okay? So a lot of them don't need a pollinator. A lot of them, the majority of them are self-pollinators. But it helps by adding other varieties because they will help each other grow more fruit. The other thing is there's early season, mid-season, and late season. There's low bush and high bush. So mixing up some of those and trying to keep a couple of each does help. Bring it so you have early season fruit, mid-season fruit, and the end of the season fruit. That way, you have multiple harvests. So that's another thing to do with blueberries. I just didn't get to add to it. So I just wanted to make sure I get that out there. A lot of people will think, you know, they're self-pollinating, and the majority of them are. But adding others, other styles, other varieties. So it's not just about having, you know, 10 Duke. It could be 5 Duke, 5 Patriot. You'll get different textures, different flavors, but they're going to help each other. So I just wanted to add that when it comes to blueberries. Okay. Now, I want to get right back into that call. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Two small questions. One of them is, can we cultivate a rose bush if we were to take a cutting from a plant? And the other thing is, completely different topic, and that is, I hear people around the world using cardboard in their garden beds. Can you give me what the scoop is that is all about?
Okay. So with the rose cuttings, you can actually take and try to make new plants with it. That's not a problem. What you're looking to do is cut a... it's usually at the end of the season after it's bloomed, right? So you can have the blooms. Or, you know, we're not far away from the time you'd be pruning from last year, early spring. You want to make sure that the cutting is about 6 inches long and it has some sort of leaf nodes coming out of it. And you can actually, what I like to see people do, cut like at a 45 degree angle when you do cut it so it's not flat. Give it a little bit. And then take a razor blade and cut straight up in the middle of the stem so that it can push a little bit of growth there. But I also, the other reason is I want you to use rooting hormone or rooting powder. And so when you stick the, when you cut it and then put it in the rooting powder, it's actually going to go into multiple areas and it's going to open up into the areas where it's going to absorb quicker, right? So that's one of the things I would like to see done with roses. Some of them, to be honest, that you could even, they'll just come up. If you lean them over and then plant them in the ground that way, by, you know, covering part of it. I can't think of the name of what it's called right now. I can see the word, but I can't think of it. But you could actually, if the rose is long enough, say it's a one that spreads or one that's a climber, but it's you know, going over a wall or something like that. You can actually take part of it and put some of it underground, cover it with soil, and then that other part of the plant will start to root, and then you can, once it's rooted, you can cut it and leave the two plants that way. So that's a good way to do it as well. But you can definitely be doing that with roses. Now, as far as cardboard, I mean, I wish I had a good answer for it. Some people are using it to cover the ground to get rid of any, you know, weeds from coming up, that type of thing. But I'm not sure of a lot of other uses. Cardboard isn't really biodegradable, isn't going to break down into the soil. It's just going to get soggy and messy. So, I mean, I'm going to hit a break, Bob. If you want to hang tight, I can go a little bit more into it after the break, all right?
Okay.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The person President Trump named to coordinate the nation's response to the coronavirus has been tested for the virus. And this morning, Vice President Mike Pence says he and his wife both saw those results come back negative. They were tested yesterday after a member of Pence's staff had been diagnosed with it. More than 300 people in the U.S. have died from the COVID-19 virus, and at least 25,000 people are infected, according to Johns Hopkins researchers, who note that many more people are likely infected, but they simply haven't been tested yet. The first procedural votes on a huge economic stimulus package in response to the virus are expected in the U.S. Senate later today. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they're still talking with Republicans about exactly what it will look like.
We're not there yet, but we're working all night and we're making very, very good progress.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we started talking with Bob in regards to his roses. We went over cuttings, etc. But then he had another question there. People are using cardboard in the gardens. So I want to go a little bit more into it. So you can use the cardboard. You can use it over a long period of time. It will start to break down. But what people are using it for is to suffocate some of the weeds out, start a new garden bed. Some people are also putting it on like the edges of raised garden beds to keep some of the weeds coming out and cutting down some of the heat a little bit from the outside, right? But what I would suggest for anybody who wants to use this process instead of using some fabric or something like that, what you want to do is get rid of any of the tape or any of the labels that are on there and use cardboard that has minimal words or print on it to try and stay as almost organic as possible with this, especially depending upon what you're looking to do. If you're putting it in a vegetable garden, more paper on it, more everything, it's not as clean, right? You're looking to clean the cardboard. You also don't want waxed boxes. Some of the boxes will have wax on them as a coating. But what I'm seeing a lot of people do is they'll put it down in the garden or on the lawn that they're trying to change over. Then they will cover it with soil and then let it sit there, and basically help it cook, if you will. And it's basically, it blocks out any weed or any weeds or anything that are growing, and you'll be able to start a new garden bed there, right? It's blocking out everything, trying to break it down. Over time, it will decompose. It's going to take some time, 3-6 months. But, is it any benefit to it? There's really not a lot of elements or things like that that it's going to help with. It's just helping that process a little bit more. So, you can use it, I have definitely something that can be used in the garden, but that's what I've seen it used for, is to help cut out weeds, cut out lawns there. You know, instead of going out and buying, you know, the weed mat, you can use it as that. But it's going to break down over time. But you just want to try and get as much of the paper, much of the everything else off of it, just to keep it as organic as possible if you're using it as like a veggie garden. Does that make sense, Bob? All right, so hopefully that helps with Bob. Those are some of the ideas. Some people are using different cardboard here, like the paper towel rolls or toilet paper rolls. At this point, there are a lot of people who have a lot of extra toilet paper who will have the rolls at some point. Some people use that around the base of them, just to kind of keep the certain plants upright or keep pests away from them. So you can do stuff like that as well. So, Bob, thank you for the call and the ideas. And we appreciate your calls as always. And we do have another call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Well, Daryl had something to say about cardboard, so I'm going to put him back in quick.
All right, Daryl, welcome back. Daryl, you there?
Yep, I just got you. My phone's a little tired.
Yeah, I hear you.
Cardboard is often, I think I've seen it as part of the so-called lasagna mulching.
Yep.
And I've done some research recently, just coincidentally, I guess. And it's really not really favored as much as you might think. And if you follow the guys around who are pruning the, you know, the big trees and pruning out the wires overhead, and they're running all this, the chippers.
Yep.
Getting this nasty stuff out of here. Oh, don't use that. It'll suck all the nitrogen out of the soil. That may not be true.
Yep.
If you put down anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of that, just plain chip waste. And I mean, if you get the fine stuff, it's called Ramial waste, at the real fine ends of it, rather than the big branches. But just put a layer of that. It's just like it happens in the forests, and it'll work its way down over time. Nothing will grow up through it. You won't see too many slugs. They don't like it. They fall through the holes, and it's a pretty natural way of doing things. There's no glue in it, and certainly no printing on it, and it may be a way to do it. It's you can go to all these professional companies that do the line pruning and stuff. And you got any of that mulch stuff you got in the back of your truck? In the back of your pickup. They'll dump it in there for practically nothing.
Yeah, a lot of places will actually just try to get rid of it. I know that because they got to dump it somewhere, right?
That's it.
But that's also a great idea, is using something like that, a heavy mulch, because you're just, it's a natural, it's an organic way of doing it, right? You're just bringing the plant right back into the ground and composting it that way, but it's already, a lot of the work's already done for you, right?
It used to be that it was a nitrogen robber, and I think research over the last 2 or 3 years, that doesn't hold up, and it's... the stuff underneath it, you can lift this thick mulch up, and underneath it, it's already decomposing into very good soil underneath it. And seems to be something to think about.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's the exact answer, but compared to cardboard, that's nasty stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? There are some different ways out there, and they're all trying to recycle different things here and there. You know, the cardboard over time will compost, but something like that is more natural, and that's going to speed up or build your garden a little bit quicker because it's more natural and it's going to have that organic to it. So, you know, there's a bunch of different theories of what to use. Ideally, in my thought process, of use of any like cardboard or anything like that would be like an alternative to getting out that thick black plastic and putting it over an area because you're looking to kill the weeds and the lawn underneath it because you're growing a garden bed, right? This is just something right. you can leave under there, whereas the black plastic sometimes you just have to use it as the top dressing and wait till it kills everything and then start. Whereas the cardboard's going to block that out before you put the soil on top of it. Then you put the soil and everything on top of it, it'll slowly go away, and those weed seeds will slowly, you know, not all of them will die back, but some of them. So that's kind of how I see it. I wouldn't use it in other ways. I love the idea of using extra chips from what people are doing, line pruning. Just add to the compost, add to the everything, a natural way of doing it. I mean,
suppose if you had your own chipper, and if you have a choice between a rototiller and a chipper, buy the chipper.
Yeah.
You could take cardboard and run it through there.
You could. You definitely
could.
Break
your cardboard up into a, it looks like, you know, sort of like a, just like cottony almost when it comes out. It's, and spread that would be, if you're going to use it, that's probably a better way to do it.
Yeah, you could almost, some cardboard that's not as thick, you could put through like a shredder, you know,
yep.
household shredder, just to add to it. There are people who will, you know, it's going along the lines as well of people who will use some newspaper to add into compost, right?
Yeah, I've seen that done over the years.
You know, there's a number of different things, and it's kind of what else can we do? And I think it's good that we're thinking of some of these products that we can use to break down on our own instead of throwing into landfills or things like that, right? So, you know, I like the idea of thinking outside the box, even though this is a cardboard box, so it's kind of we're thinking inside the box.
Okay,
but
I'm going to go with that one.
But I digress. So.
Yeah, you do.
All right, Daryl. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye. So I appreciate the call, Daryl, with some great information. But, you know, there are some thoughts, process of recycling items and using them. But do some research first, so still can be done. I believe I heard Nathan tell me that I had another call. Is that correct?
Yep. Nishan is in New Hampshire.
Sean, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I've spoken to you before. I have a greenhouse in which I have a lemon tree.
Okay.
About 3 years old.
Yep.
And it developed a lot of flower buds, about 50 or 60 of them.
Okay.
And now the leaves are starting to fall. I'm wondering if I have overwatered it.
So did they start to turn yellow first and then drop, or are they just dropping?
They started losing their color, but not turning yellow.
And okay.
Some of them are falling green. Some of them are a little on the whitish side.
Okay. How often were you watering?
I watered it about once a week before, but it's in a pot. And I watered it once last week, and then someone else overfilled the pot.
So some of the lemon trees can actually just be watered every 1 to 2 weeks. You don't want to keep them too moist. So, you know, the leaves, they weren't crispy when they fell off. They were still kind of, you know, had something to them, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so if they were crispy and curled, it would be underwatering. If they're just dropping off, maybe turning a little bit yellow or discoloring, that could be part of it. I'm assuming it's in a full sun area.
It's inside a greenhouse. It does see some sun.
Okay, so it wants at least 6 hours of sunlight a day. So as long as you're getting that, that'll help keep it. Have you fertilized it at all?
I haven't.
Okay. So because it's going through some issues at this point, what I'd like to see you use is there's a product from Natural Alternatives, Natural Alternative called Protolizer. It helps when a plant goes through shock, right? It's not a fertilizer. It's vitamins for the plant. It's going to actually help get it back. What I'd also like to see you do for this is there is a citrus tone from Espoma. I want you to use that to fertilize it and get it going a little bit. Give it a boost. But this protolyzer, right now you'd be using it every 1 to 2 weeks, and you water it in. It's a wettable powder. So for your instance, we're in the fact that it might be overwatered, you know, every 2 weeks you would use this protolyzer. What it does is it attacks the root system in a beneficial way and helps it recover, helps that shock. And then the citrus tone is going to be that fertilizer. So the protolyzer and the citrus tone work together hand in hand to make that plant stronger. What I'd like to see you do is just slow down on the water, almost let it dry out in between each watering, and I think that should definitely help you. Does that make sense, Sean? All right, Sean, good luck.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to take a break here. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. I do have a call in the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom is in Massachusetts.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Been listening to you guys. Good morning. I've been listening to you guys for a number of years already. I've never heard a thing like what I'm dealing with come up.
Okay.
So I think I figured it out. I figured it out, so I want to pass along some news to you.
Okay.
All right. In front of my house, I have a two-story garrison. It kind of faces east, southeast. And the front lawn, I can never really get it to take and be green. It always seems to dry up on me or die. And I was looking at it, and I tried all the products and everything. I figured something's wrong. And still, it would never really get green and, you know, blush. So anyways, I recently retired. I was pondering out the window, thinking, what is the problem with the front of my lawn? And I saw these spots. And I watched and I looked, and what was happening was when the sun came up, it reflected off my windows and then, you know, put hot spots on my lawn. I said, well, I'm looking, this is not right. I went outside and I'm looking down, and you could take and see, it's just like it was a magnifying glass cooking the lawn. I touched the lawn. It was hot. What did you prescribe for this? Move the house?
Yeah, right. Definitely take the house, spin it around. Or, you know, just cut out all the windows and just put walls, right? Yeah.
Why not? Or maybe I'll put some cardboard in there. Put them up with the windows. Yeah, just one of those strange little things that... it goes all the way, you know, once, about a month ago that we started. And, basically throughout the middle, basically all the way through summer and into fall it happens. And it just keeps on moving. It keeps on torching the lawn. as the sun gets higher, it changes its path, and there it is. So if somebody else is having a dry lawn, and, the house is facing, whatever direction, check out the glare coming off of your windows and burning on the floor, on your grass.
Now, yeah, that's interesting. In my head, I'm thinking, what could you do, right? It's almost like could you put a tint the window like you would a car, right?
The windows are that they got that glaze on them to heat in the winter and cool off in the summer type stuff. And that's what it's doing. So I just look at the lawn and you say, Tom, what are you going to do about your lawn? I can't do anything. It's getting the glare from the windows. It's toasting up. So go figure.
Well, so, that's interesting. I haven't really heard that one. You're spot on with that. It's watering more often. I mean, lawns only need a certain amount of water to keep it cool, but,
I tried watering, and nothing ever did the trick. The stuff would start coming up a little bit, and then, sunny day or whatever like this, then it just started drying right up again. I shouldn't say drying, burning up.
So one thing I'd like to suggest to you is getting a soil test for out there as well.
Okay. Yep.
See if something else is going on, because sometimes, like a hard lawn will stay warmer because it can't penetrate as easily. So maybe it's something along the lines of, what's it going on in the soil? Take a look and see if, there's products to break up clay, break up those types of things. Maybe it's hard packed underneath around the house from when they built like the foundation, right? Maybe it's something like that.
Yeah.
There are products out there like Love Your Soil or Sulfur from Natural Alternative that will actually break up some of that hard-packed soil to allow the water to penetrate a little bit more, allow the heat to penetrate more, allow the nutrients to flow. But you would need to look at the soil to know what's going on there. So Natural Alternatives has one that you can do online. But you could also go to, they do one out of UVM that costs $15.
Okay.
Their website is agtesting@uvm.edu. So you'd have to email them there. Okay. But that would be something you could get some information on. Definitely. I would suggest doing that because I think that might help you a little bit too. And maybe we can solve this problem.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll follow through. I'll look at the soil testing and the other products and that.
Let me know.
I'll give you a call back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.